Matthew 9:32-34. As they went out, behold, a mute man who was demon-possessed was brought to him. When the demon was cast out, the mute man spoke. The multitudes marveled, saying, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "By the prince of demons he casts out demons." Okay, so keep your finger there, and let's take a look at Mark 7:32-35, where Yeshua meets a different mute man.
Mark what?
Mark 7.
Okay.
32-35. They bring him a deaf man who had a speech impediment, and they beg him to lay his hands on them. What does your translation say, Michaela?
And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him.
Okay, good. Yeshua took him aside from the crowd to a private place, and he put his fingers in the man's ears. After spitting, he touched the man's tongue. Looking up to heaven, he says to the man, "Ephata," which means "be opened."
Oh, that's exactly what mine says.
Good. Immediately the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly.
That's amazing.
All right, so in both cases we have one man is totally mute, the other one's deaf, speech impediment, as normally happens if you can't hear. So what is the... But there's a big difference here.
Mm-hmm.
What's the big difference? What is the problem with the mute man in Matthew 9?
It says this one had like demons.
Right, demon possessed, right?
Yeah.
Similar situation in Mark 7, but I don't get from the context that he was demon possessed, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't cast out a demon, he doesn't heal him the same way, he doesn't say anything about there being a demon.
Yeah, he was just deaf.
He needs to be, his ears needed to be opened,
yeah.
Right? And so I think what this says to us is we have to be careful. We need discernment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people casting out demons before just because something's wrong with a person, and it's not necessarily demons. On the other hand, sometimes people are dealing with demons, and we're asking God to heal them, and really they need to be free from the demonic oppression. And so we need the discernment and the wisdom of the Lord. And that's not always easy to do. You have to be in the spirit of the Lord, and you have to, you know, sometimes you can kind of gauge by what is their reaction to prayer, what is their heart attitude. If they have a humble, loving heart attitude, and you're praying for them, and that humility remains, and they're seeking the Lord, that to me speaks probably not of anything demonic, right? On the other hand, people get a little antsy when you start praying for them, or they're hesitant to be prayed for in the first place, or they have a life of rebellion going on. That can open them up to demonic possession or oppression.
Yeah, it's kind of how like Mia felt when she came. Like she was a little bit uneasy, unsure, because she wasn't used to something like this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But she said she enjoyed it, though.
Good.
It was just... It was, like, kind of uncomfortable for her a little bit.
Right, right.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that could just be because it's new, or...
Well, she also struggles with believing.
Right.
Like, she's just the whole thing. Like, she told me once that, Jesus died for their sins. I'm a new person. How did he die for my sins?
Oh.
And that kind of thing. Like,
right.
she's confused.
Right, right.
And
okay.
Sometimes she feels depressed, and I think that's... kind of like is relating a little bit.
Right, right. Well, that's definitely somebody to keep in a lot of prayer.
Yeah,
and,
I do.
Good.
I do. But she's been going to church sometimes with her mom.
Okay, good, good, good. Okay, verse 34, but the Pharisees said, does anybody have a translation that says what the Pharisees were saying or something like that, or has everyone said everyone's translation says, but the Pharisees said, 9:34.
Oh, 9:34.
What does the complete Jewish Bible say? Said. Yeah.
Yeah, but the Pharisees said he cast out demons by the prince of demons.
Yeah. Yeah. How about, what is this, the New American Standard? Mm-hmm. So 934.
They kept silent for all the way they had discussed with one another which of them was the greatest.
Wait a second.
That we're not in the same chapter.
Oh, no, no, you're in Mark.
Yeah, I got Matthew.
Oh, no wonder you switched back.
I was like, what kind of...
No, you switched back, that's yeah. All.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right, there you go. 930.
The Pharisees were saying he were cast saying. Out the demons by the ruler of the demons.
Okay, that's the best translation, actually, there. We're saying. In the Greek, it's what we call the imperfect tense, which means an ongoing thing, usually. It doesn't mean just they said it and bam, it's done. But this is kind of like a murmur that's going on. And we understand that in ministry, right? If you're in ministry for the Lord, there's a lot of times a murmur, not just somebody said something, but there's almost sometimes a little background, a little gossip here.
Yeah, you've always got that.
Yeah, sometimes it's more than gossip. Sometimes it's outright boisterous and in your face. But, you know, you carry on like Yeshua carried on.
Yeah, because sometimes they don't believe what's going on.
Right. They don't believe it. They don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
They reject the light because their deeds are evil, Yeshua yes. says. Yeah, false accusations are part of ministry many times. All right. Any further comments or questions on that? Okay.